Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up in 20 minutes. Terry talks with Jane Mayer of The New Yorker. She conducted an investigation into meat processing titans' assistance that he received from President Trump. We'll find out more about the investigative report of Jane Mayer of The New Yorker with Terry Gross on Fresh Air in 20 minutes. And then, of course, BBC NewsHour at 1 o'clock. But we have breaking news. The Tournament of Roses in Pasadena has announced the 2021 Rose Parade has been canceled. The Rose Bowl game, also held on New Year's Day, is still scheduled, but its fate will be determined in the future. Joining us is KPECC and LAist correspondent Sharon McNary, who's been covering this story. Sharon, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Such a sad, sad day for me.
I know. The tournament is just a huge part of Southern California culture. How did the tournament come to what had to be an extraordinarily hard decision?
Well, you know, the governor's rolling back of the bar and restaurant restrictions and all the other restrictions. I mean, that's really just the final nail in the coffin. For months now, they've been evaluating whether they can safely put on a parade, an event of this magnitude. They brought in a group from the USC Keck School of Medicine. They had like a public health official, a public health expert, data scientists, epidemiologists. And they were asking for a recommendation where they thought Pasadena would be in what the governor is calling this phase four. That's where you have very low case numbers, low deaths, no community spread, contact tracing. Basically, everything you need to say it's okay to go ahead and have a mass gathering on January 1st. And Executive Director David Eads of the Tournament of Roses, this was his conclusion.
The overwhelming sense is that we will not be in stage four come January, which would mean we would not be allowed to host the Rose Parade. So that led to our then timing of making a decision that we would need to cancel the parade.
And I guess this speaks, Sharon, to just the amount of advance work necessary. I know we're 5.5 months away from the new year, but all the advance planning that goes into the parade and float construction and design approvals and sponsorship, I mean, it's a massive undertaking that's year long.
It really is. I mean, they start planning the next year's parade as soon as they've got the old floats, you know, back in the garage and all the oranges and crud stripped off of them. And, you know, there's a lot of local self-built float associations that do the same thing. And these float builders have held off and held off and held off on spending money, just waiting for a decision. Also, you got to realize that the flowers for these floats, most of them are grown in South America. They need to put those orders in for those flowers in June and July because the growing season is December and then they get picked and sent up here. You know, there's one or two floats that have all California flowers, but still these are things that have enormous lead time and there's a lot of money, a lot of jobs hanging on it. So rather than go ahead and invest in that money in a very shaky, you know, potential that the parade could be canceled, that was kind of the tipping point to go ahead and say, we just can't have it this year. Also the local bands.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge deal.
All the bands that march.
All of that. There were five international bands that had already canceled because of the international travel restrictions. And then, you know, there's 17 other local and domestic bands that, you know, they need to fundraise during the summer. They wouldn't be able to practice together during the school year. That was unclear. Even Los Angeles County Schools, they've got a massive band. It's like 200-300 kids. They couldn't rehearse together. So it was just so, so hard for them to envision this thing coming off at the quality that they like to do.
KPCC correspondent Sharon McNary with us talking about the cancellation of the 2021 Rose Parade. What did Executive Director of the Tournament David Eads say specifically about the Rose Bowl game?
Yeah, well, I'm going to make a little pun here. That ball is still in the air. we know traditionally the Rose Bowl game is between the champions of the Big Ten and the Pac-12 conferences. But in years like 2021, when it's a semifinal final game in the National College Playoff Championship. There's other conferences involved in all. We don't know what they're going to do. The Big Ten and Pac-12 are going to have conference-only games. So this is what David Eads said about the prospect of the Rose Bowl game happening on January 1st.
We just don't know what's going to be happening yet with college football. We're hoping that a season does happen. And, you know, athletes are starting to report back on campus. But we'll know more probably in the next, 4 to 6 weeks in regards to what's happening with the college football season this fall.
That's Executive Director of the Tournament of Roses, David Eads, with this morning's announcement that the Tournament of Roses parade on January 1st been canceled the first time since World War II. Is that right, Sharon?
That is right. The parade has not been held only three times since 1891. 1942, which was about 3 weeks after the Pearl Harbor attack, 1943, and 1945. Now, in 1944, they ran a convoy of like three decorated cars down Colorado Boulevard. and so I asked Eads, well, would you do that again this year? And he says, no. I think they're planning something that might be televised. You know, they've got this big slot of time. They've got all these sponsors. They actually have the person who used to arrange the entertainment for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on staff over there. And they've been pushing more and more toward more kind of professional video-friendly entertainment. So it wouldn't surprise me to see something like that happen. But it's unclear right now just exactly what they're going to offer up as a celebration.
So it could be some kind of New Year's morning show, musical production or something.
If you like that sort of thing.
If you like that sort of thing.
Personally, I'd rather be on the street watching the live people and seeing my friends out there.
Yeah, I like seeing and smelling the floats, the gorgeous fresh flowers that are on them. With us is Pasadena City Councilman Victor Gordo, who represents the 5th District, neighborhoods like Orange Heights, Garfield Heights, Washington Square. He also is a member of the Rose Bowl Board of Directors, past president of the Rose Bowl, and chairs Pasadena's Economic Development Committee. Councilman Gordo, it's good to have you with us. What kind of a financial hit is this to Pasadena with the cancellation of the parade?
First off, thank you, Larry and Sharon, for having me on. This is a very disappointing news for all the reasons that you've stated. The parade is a rejuvenation, if you will, year over year, where people can come out and celebrate the beginning of the new year and do it together. And so first and foremost, we are all disappointed that the parade is canceled for that reason. But the economic hit to our local economy is very real. You know, everyone from restaurateurs to hotels to mom-and-pop storefronts will feel the impact. The impact is over $200 million. When you include the game, it's higher in the neighborhood of $400 million to the local economy, not just Pasadena, but to the region.
$400 million, the regional revenue generated by both events?
Yeah, I mean, those are estimates, in years, and it all depends on what teams are playing in the game, how well their fan base travels. As Sharon points out, this is a semifinal year, and we anticipate that fans in a semifinal year will come out and support their teams and travel well, fill not just Pasadena's hotels, but it has a ripple effect. As Pasadena hotels fill, then people are staying in surrounding communities and dining in Pasadena and surrounding communities.
Hotels even in Orange County feel the effect of it, many miles away.
Absolutely. People tend to come to the parade and to the game and make a winter vacation out of it and take the opportunity to visit not just Pasadena, but visit the mountains and the beaches and other communities. And the canceling of the parade will have a tremendous impact In Pasadena and beyond Pasadena. It's just very unfortunate.
We're talking with Pasadena City Councilman Victor Gordo joining us, who also is on the Rose Bowl Operating Committee, responsible for the Rose Bowl, Brookside Golf Courses. And, of course, the Rose Bowl's just been hammered financially because of no events. They haven't been able to hold events there, and that's been very, very difficult. And we don't know yet about the tenant UCLA and its football games in the fall. UCLA, of course, coming off a couple of down years anyway, which has hurt attendance. At least golf at Brookside has been booming, so greens fees collections are up, but tough times for the Rose Bowl as a venue as well. We'll continue our conversation, but I'd like to hear from you as an AirTalk listener, your thoughts about the Rose Parade canceled for 2021. 866-893-KPCC. If you have a restaurant, a hotel, another business that's going to be affected by the cancellation of the parade, please share with us what you're hoping to do to try and cope with that. 866-893-5722. A chance for residents, business people, lovers of the Rose Parade to weigh in. The AirTalk page, kpcc.org. We'll be back in just 1 minute. Earlier this hour, Pasadena's Tournament of Roses announced that the Rose Parade will be canceled January 1st, 2021 because of COVID-19. The months of planning that go into the parade, the uncertainties of where we're going to be in the pandemic, all the costs that go into preparing for something that would be questionable as to whether it could be held, all of that, of course, going into what was an extremely difficult decision for the tournament. I'd like to hear your thoughts about the cancellation of the parade, whether it's disappointment, whether you think the tournament did the right thing, and what effect it will have on you if you're someone for whom the parade is a source of livelihood. Many businesses, food providers, restaurants, retail establishments, hotels, get significant revenue from the Rose Parade and the Rose Bowl game. 866-893-KPCC. Kira tweets at AirTalk, isn't all of this being driven primarily by fear of litigation? KPCC correspondent Sharon McNary, is that anything that came up from the tournament? Concerns over, you know, what would happen if people got sick?
Well, I mean, if there is a spread of coronavirus, wouldn't the larger concern be for everybody's health? I mean, that's all I'm hearing from the organizers is whether, one, the government would permit it to happen. We've been seeing events canceled, you know, left and right. I have nothing left to race this year because everything gets canceled. So, yeah, you can always sue anybody over anything. But, you know, what's the right thing to do? You know, you can't have a super spreading event if there's still active coronavirus around. I mean, imagine trying to space people 6 feet apart. I can't even imagine. It's elbow to elbow at this parade every year.
No, so true. Now, with the floats, I assume that at this point the designs have been done for floats, even if the frames haven't been constructed. I don't know where they're at on that process. But is all of this expected to then carry over to the 2022 parade?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago when I started thinking about this topic, since, of course, I plan my New Year's Day out months and months in advance, I talked to some of the local float builders who do their own float building, and they said that they understood that if the parade was canceled, things like the theme would just carry over to next year. And the idea was to cancel this before too much investment was paid out of pocket by sponsors and float builders and all of that.
Okay. Let's talk with Sam in Covina. You're on AirTalk. Sam, your thoughts about the parade's cancellation.
Well, I'm a tour guide of the world famous Rose Bowl. I've been giving tours of the Rose Bowl since the summer of 2014. And these last few months, since March, it's just been a sad thing for all of us who love the Rose Bowl. I give tours to people all over the world. People that travel from all over America, like your council member said, that come in for this vacation time. And we love the Rose Bowl, and it's just it's just terrible right now. It's just a frustrating thing.
Yeah, Sam, thank you. And we're so sorry about being one of the tour guides and that you can't give tours of the stadium at this point because of COVID-19. Sam in Covina. We go back to Councilmember Victor Gordo. Let's talk the finances of the Rose Bowl. I was talking about how difficult things are. I know that the city has made a transfer of funds to the Rose Bowl because it's servicing debt for the rehabilitation that was done of the stadium. If the game doesn't end up being played on January 1st, what sort of economic condition will the Rose Bowl be in?
Well, you know, the Rose Bowl, like many other businesses, had to shut down overnight. And so we went from over $50 million a year in revenue to shutting down the doors and seeing no revenue. We're trying with small events, if the Rose Bowl were not to occur, that's an additional $5 to $6 million hit to the Rose Bowl's finances. Already hurting, and it's a difficult time. It's a difficult time at the Rose Bowl and everywhere else. But certainly, that would not help to cancel the game. We let me be clear: no decision has been made about college football or the Rose Bowl game.
Yeah. I'm just looking at a worst case scenario. That you don't have the game because I know that the stadium's in a tough situation right now.
Yeah, other large venues and even smaller venues, the large events are simply not possible for the reasons that Sharon has stated. You know, health has to come first and foremost, and the risk of a super spreading event. In the absence of a vaccine, makes it very difficult to plan for those events.
Councilman Gordo, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it very much on what's a sad day for Southern California, but particularly for Pasadena, where the Rose Parade, the central event of the year, the Rose Parade has been canceled for 2021. Our Sharon McNary correspondent breaking the news for us. The Rose Bowl game continues on the schedule, but uncertainty surrounds it. Susie in Buena Park says, I'm disappointed. Protests have been allowed because they're outdoors, so it seems strange they wouldn't be able to have masking and other safety protocols in place so the parade could still be held. And Linda in Torrance says, I've been a float decorator for 30 years. I understand how hard it would be to decorate a float right now while physically distancing. Linda, thank you for that. Stay tuned. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up next with New York staff writer Jane Mayer as Terry's guest. Then BBC NewsHour at 1. And then Take 2 with A. Martinez, our own here at KPCC. A joins you at 2 o'clock. Have a great afternoon.